of the Father, of the King, and of all saints. In many songs and short categories, today is referred to as the seven days in wine. Those of you that attended the Easter retreat will recall that on that night we passed up to the water. In the North Church, most newly converted Catholics, those who have received the gift of faith and adults, were baptized during the Easter ritual. As part of the ritual, they were clothed in a white robe as a symbol of their faith and their baptismal innocence. They wore the white robe for the following week until this Sunday, when at the end of the Mass, they returned the robes to the church and were admonished to preserve their faith and their innocence, no matter what their cultural appearance might be. This then was the Sunday of laying aside the right robe, the last day of Easter, the last day in white. Because the scripture reading today reminds us that the sacramental mission of the Church only begins with baptism. In St. John's episode, we are reminded that God gives testimony on earth by the Spirit, the water, and the blood. The water, of course, would be baptism. Means by which we all enter the spiritual life of God on earth. The blood would be the precious blood of our Savior, shed for our redemption, an act renewed by His grace everywhere and every time Holy Mass is offered. The Spirit is the Holy Ghost, whom we have received in the sacrament of confirmation, and who plays a role in all the occasions of our reception of grace. The Gospel continues the sacramental narrative with our Lord explicitly giving the apostles the power to forgive sins. I said explicitly because there were already priests, and their power to forgive sin comes radically from their power to offer the sacrifice of the cross. Christ writes that Thomas, who was absent at the moment, possessed the same power without any additional acts of our Lord. The explicit cultural is reflected in the rites of priestly ordination, in which, even though the priesthood has already been confirmed, the bishop lays hands on the newly ordained and says to them the same words that our Lord said to the apostles: "Receive ye the Holy Ghost, whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them." The French power to forgive sins is so important that Jesus and His Church chose to confer it explicitly His gospel is also significant in that it serves as the author of testimony to the resurrection of our Lord. This is one of a number of accounts of our Lord making himself signified witnesses after his rising from the dead. It suggests that our Lord's resurrected body was a glorified body. Perhaps a mediation of what our whole resurrection proclaims. The doors were shut. But our Lord was not encumbered by walls and doors and appears in the room. St. Luke's Gospel suggests that the apostles, after thought, Jesus was a God. But the doubt of Thomas, which brought the twin, prompts a demonstration by our human Lord. See my spirit, touch my wounds, touch them and probe them with your finger and with your hand, and know that they are real and tangible. Know that I am the real Christ and not the mere God. And Thomas answered and said to him, my Lord and my God. Which our Lord responded, because thou hast seen me, Thomas, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and have believed. St. John said something similar in the song. This is the victory which overcomes the world, our faith. Faith is the belief in the truth which God has revealed, even if one cannot always touch it and grab it. There is objective truth in the man of God, and our salvation demands the inclusion of that objective truth in our own minds. The faculties of our soul, our faculties to know and do it, must be with the divine knowledge and divine faith overcomes the world. But the world resists my faith. The world and working people pretend that there is no objective truth, that everything is a matter of opinion, that everything is up for discussion, and that every manner of foolish and bad behavior is to be tolerated. This is definitely wrong. Tolerance is an attitude of reason, patience toward evil. We have to be tolerant because we do not have choice. Reason, patience toward evil. Tolerance applies only to persons, never to truth. Tolerance applies to the erring, intolerance to the immoral. Tolerance does not apply to truth or friendship.
Has sent me, I also send you. Amen. In the name of the Father,